Welcome to the Nissan Global News Podcast, keeping you up to date with the latest from Nissan and our activities around the world.
In this episode, a picture is worth a thousand unforgettable memories. From mystery meetings in the dead of night to some surprise help from the law, this is one photographer's inspiring journey photographing Nissan Skyline GTR models. It's 1 a.m., and professional photographer Alex Kreitum has a four-hour drive ahead of him. He's headed into the Dubai desert for a sunrise photo shoot of a Nissan GTR that belongs to someone he's never met. Alex will drive into Dubai's sandy darkness knowing full well that once there, if his car has issues or his cell reception is lost, he'll be in real trouble. "There's a quote I heard once that says everything you've ever wanted sits on the other side of fear," said Alex. "It's very much true. If I had not done this, I wouldn't know everything I know now." That late-night excursion resulted in some of the most stunning images in Alex's self-published book, GTR, The Journey, a photo essay profiling GTR owners, tuners, pro drivers, and more from around the world. Like many car-loving kids who grew up in the 90s, Alex's first time driving a Skyline GTR was a digital experience playing Gran Turismo on a Sony PlayStation. Later, while living in Australia, he heard an R32 GTR blast past him on the road. That was all it took. Alex searched out his first Skyline and R32 GTST. At university, Alex studied photography while developing a passion for telling stories through his lens. "He's a professional photographer today. With photography, I feel complete freedom," said Alex. "The results don't need to fit within any constraints. A picture doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to transfer a feeling. The passion, dedication, and pursuit of perfection that Nissan invested in the creation of the GTRs has always fascinated me," said Alex. "As an enthusiast, I strongly believe the scene deserved homage. I made the decision to create a book, and the following week I purchased a one-way flight ticket with the goal of seeing how far I could go in my mission to discover the generations behind the GTR." From his home in Berlin, Alex made Australia his first stop. Shortly before arriving, and with no plan or even a local contact, he wrote to a friend whose father was involved with racing. When Alex arrived, he got a call from legendary Australian race car driver Jim Richards, who drove Group A cars in 1991 in Bathurst. "I couldn't help but appreciate that just 2 weeks prior I was seated in my office with the abstract dream of creating a book, and in that very moment, seven-time Bathurst 1000 champion Jim Richards was making me a cup of tea." From Australia, Alex went to California. On arrival, his excitement turned to gloom as he had no contact for his next step. "I was sitting in my rental car, holding my head in my hands as I talked with my wife back home. I started to doubt the whole project," Alex recalls. With words of encouragement and some composure, Alex did what he does best, make things happen. He messaged photographer and writer Naveed Yousafzai to see if he could gather some Skyline GTR owners. Naveed arranged for about 15 owners to gather near San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge. One by one, they began to arrive, some after a three-hour drive. The mission was ambitious: capture an unimaginable and breathtaking group shot of GTRs on the Golden Gate Bridge. "I paused for a moment to appreciate the situation as it was unfolding," said Alex. "These cars weren't even available to import until just a few years ago. I love the shot because it's a group of cars that wouldn't normally be here." Alex threw his heart and soul into this project. Fellow auto enthusiasts recognized his passion and were more than willing to help. It's always fascinating how the language of cars transcends nationalities and brings us all to one level playing field. "I went around the world and found the GTR a strand of commonality. After a year of traveling to over 18 locations, meeting countless enthusiasts, and with a stack of memory cards filled to capacity with breathtaking photos," Alex declared the book complete. As soon as the book was made available to purchase, he was inundated with pre-orders from all over the world, a testament to the pull of the GTR. "Before I started this project, I was absolutely terrified," said Alex. "A big challenge was overcoming that voice in my head telling me not to do it. I did it because I love photography. I love the GTR. I told myself I'm good enough to do this." When you're confident and honest with yourself, things come together. It wasn't always easy, but it worked. Visit nissan-global.com to see some of Alex's striking photography.
For more Nissan news and stories, visit nissan-global.com. Follow us on LinkedIn and x.com, and watch our latest videos on YouTube. This has been your latest info from Nissan Global News.